Life Audio.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so happy you're here. We have a special edition for Breathe Advent. And today we're going to talk about joy and how to choose joy during this Christmas season when a lot of things are the opposite of joy and carry so much stress, will try to distract us and hinder us from experiencing that joy. Well, I am the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness, and it's become the number one Christian biography on Amazon. And I'd like to invite you to pick that up as a Christmas gift to share with your friends and with yourself. It's a journey to experience finding our true worth in God's love. I'm also the author of Whispers of Rest, a 40-day devotional of soul care and finding spiritual white space. Well, today we're going to be talking about joy, and I'm going to first share a story, a short story that inspires you. Then I'm going to empower you with a scripture from God's word, and then give you a soul care challenge, an actionable tip that you can do, that you can take to lower stress and restore calm and spark joy. And then we'll end with a refreshing prayer. One of the things I wanted to offer to you special in this holiday season is an Advent devotional. It's based on this podcast today, and you'll be able to download it. Just sign up for my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/breathe. And when you go there, you'll be able to sign up for my newsletter, and you'll get a free devotional Advent from today's meditation. And it's really a good tool to just slow down, to reflect and to meditate. Well, one of the things that I've always wanted to do is to go to Montana. I talked about wanting to go to the desert in the last Advent podcast when we talked about peace. And another place I'd always wanted to go was Montana because it's big sky country, open prairie fields, just beautiful mountains. And I grew up watching Little House on the Prairie. Now, I know it did not take place in Montana, but I just feel Montana is just this beautiful sky country and just wanted to be out in this beautiful nature. One, I got this one opportunity because my friend Carol moved to Montana and her husband has a ranch there, Terry. So my husband, Eric, and I and our two boys, we decided to ask them, could we visit you? You know, on the way to Yellowstone, we wanted to stop by and spend some time on her ranch and just be in Montana. Well, it was just so gorgeous being out on the ranch, just acreage of just beauty. On the last night before we were to leave, they gave us a special treat. Terry built a campfire for us, and we were out stargazing. He built a wonderful warm campfire. We did s'mores, but what was special was he knew how to look at the stars. He pointed out where the North Star is, and it was a way to find direction, he said, because Terry, one of his hobbies and interests is to go elk hunting during elk season, and that's what they eat for the meat. And so he had explained that using the stars to navigate is very helpful tool when he's out in the open nature. As he was pointing out the constellations to us, it was just so gorgeous. All the stars, I could turn around 360 and I could see stars everywhere around me with no obstruction, no light pollution, no buildings, just beautiful silhouette of the mountains and the open prairie. And as my eyes slowly adjusted to the darkness, the stars just seemed to just be sparkling like diamonds, like Oreo ice cream, meaning just a splatter of beautiful speckles of light all around 360. And we just spent so much of our evening amazed by it. And, you know, for that moment, nothing else existed except just that quietness and that beauty. And so during the Christmas season, you know, one of the difficulties of experiencing joy is busyness. With all the to-dos, many of us experience guilt. I have a book club community where we're reading Sweet Like Jasmine, my newest book, and I'd asked our readers, what are your top sources of stress? And number one was to-do, busyness. And many people talked about how they would feel guilty because maybe some of the things aren't things they wanted to do any longer, but there's so many expectations. And some of them are from themselves as well. Well, there's a study I wanted to share with you. It's very interesting. I love this book. It's called The Paradox of Choice. It's by Barry Schwartz. And he explained that the more choices we make, it's a scientific study, that the more choices we have, the less likely it'll help us to make choices. They had a study where at that supermarket, they put a display of gourmet jams, and there were 24 different varieties. And then they were asked, the customers were asked to sample 24 jams, and then they would get a coupon and they can purchase jam. The next day, they did the same display, but only with 6 gourmet jams as samples. Which display do you think had the better result, had more sales, more purchases by the customers that sampled? You guessed it. It was 6. More choices actually made it harder for people to decide, and they would just leave the table because they just didn't know which ones to pick. So out of 6, there were more people who could purchase. So I just want to encourage you during this Christmas time, when you feel overwhelmed, I want to ask you just right now, what Christmas tradition, or maybe it's not even a tradition, it's something you never even tried before, but you heard somebody else do it. What would give you joy? What are the things that you like to do around the holidays that give you joy? And I want you to just name one. What is that one thing? I know maybe you have a handful, so maybe I'll ask you to name 3. Write down 3. Think of 3. Think right now, what are those? I'm going to give you a list for our Soul Care Challenge this week. So it'll help you brainstorm. But I want you to think of that 1, 2, or 3 things. And then everything else, I'm giving you permission to let go of, giving you permission to change, to say no. Now, we're going to look at scripture now because we want to turn to see how God wants to speak to us. This Christmas story we're going to look at, I'm going to begin to read in Luke chapter 2. We looked at Mary last time. This time we're going to look at the shepherds. Yes, the shepherds. I love the shepherds. In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood near them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And so the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For today in the city of David, there was born for you a Savior, who is Christ Jesus the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly army of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth among people with whom he's pleased." When the angels departed from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby who lay in the manger. When they'd seen him, they made known the statement that was told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed about the things that were told to them by the shepherds. Oh gosh, wow, great news, great joy. There's joy. Well, let's look at this. The shepherds, they were watching their flock at night and they were doing their job. And suddenly, out of nowhere, an angel came. It frightened them. They were terribly frightened. So I just want to ask you right now, you know, whatever you're in the midst of that's stressing you out, hold that in your mind. Imagine God coming to you, which he is in his spirit. It says the angel Lord suddenly stood near them. They were frightened. They were jarred. Oh my goodness, what is this going to mean? And yet the angel said, do not be afraid. There's great joy. And I love that it was only one thing. He just had them do one thing. He said, go to Bethlehem. Look for the baby that's in the manger. So I just really want to ask you, what is that one thing that gives you joy that God put in your heart that you can experience Christmas? I want you to be bold like these shepherds and just go. Go straight to Bethlehem. Drop what you're doing. Drop whatever plans that may be trying to guilt you or have expectations on you. I want you to metaphorically drop those plans. I want you to go straight towards what God has given you for great joy and good news. What is it that God's put upon your heart that would help you experience joy and choose joy? One of the first things that people talk about whenever I speak and I ask them, what makes it difficult to choose and do the things and enjoy the things that give you joy? Number one answer, I feel guilty. It feels selfish. Many people feel if other people aren't happy, they feel guilty for choosing what gives them joy. And yet look at this passage. The angel tells them to go straight to Bethlehem. And I love their response. Because the angels, when they departed, the shepherd says, let's go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing. So it's important to experience Christmas because they were not just told to go good news. They were told to experience good news, to see it. So what is it that you can do that helps you experience the joy of Christmas? I want to ask you that. And it says that they hurried. So we don't want to rush through Christmas, but we can hurry to the things that give us joy. One of the things that I did is that I missed the first week of Advent, lighting the candle 1 year. And instead of just feeling guilty that I missed that first candle, I just went straight to Michael's and I just bought 4 candles and I just shared with the kids, hey, mom missed that first week, but we're going to light the second candle. Maybe you've missed the second candle. No worries. Hurry and go get the candle light 1, 2, and 3 and light the candle of hope, peace, joy, love. It could be the last week, day of Christmas. It's never too late to choose joy, friends. Well, here are some soul care tips. I want to give you some soul care tips. And these are all inspired by this wonderful story of the shepherds. They sang, didn't they? Oh my gosh, I love that the angel sang. So this is a wonderful, wonderful way of music therapy. It lowers stress. Music is therapy for the soul. Songs give us a simple way to practice the presence of God. And I don't know if you know this, but there's something called music therapy. Music therapy is used especially with children because children are not good at talking or describing what's bothering them. But music is used in therapy to uncover hidden emotional responses in children or those with brain injuries, brain trauma injuries. Music helps people find the words to express themselves, and songs give us permission to examine what's bothering us or what we would love to feel to process our experiences. Music therapy is not just for children. Music helps us pray without words. So music is shown to bring calm and comfort and alleviate pain. In fact, when study have shown when people are listening to music, it helps them experience less pain. So when you feel too stressed to pray, put on some music and let God's whisper words of rest and love to you. When you sign up for that newsletter, I'm also going to be sharing my Christmas playlist, which doesn't have any words. I really love quiet, relaxing music. Those of you who've listened to Breathe know that I had journeyed through healing from anxiety and panic attacks. And so during that time, I just really enjoyed calming music. It really restored peace to my soul. So I want to share that playlist with you. So create your own playlist. What is it that brings you joy, brings you calm? The other thing that we are inspired by in this Christmas story is when the shepherds went to go see the baby in the manger. This is about activating your five senses. Do things that help activate your five senses. Studies show that when you engage these five senses, it improves your mood. So, you know, when we think about our problems a lot or things that aren't resolved, the busyness, we can immediately get that release when we engage our sight, our smell, sound, taste, and touch. Now, one of the things I talked about was lighting candles. And this is something that we've done that's very calming. And studies show that lighting candles actually helps relax your brain. I'm going to read now from a Science Sensei article, and I'll give it to you in the newsletter when you sign up. Low light puts the brain in a relaxed state. When we watch television, work on the computer, we're just scrolling through our smartphones, it releases this in high intensity light called blue light. And over time, this light can cause anxiety and it kind of deprives our mental state. So what we want to do is turn off the lights in our house that are maybe fluorescent and light a few candles. If you just lower the lights in your house, you're going to slow down and start feeling calmer. And when we look at a candle, the flame allows our brain to shift from a beta brainwave to a alpha brainwave state. What that means is it just lowers our alertness and helps us to be in a more relaxed place. So lighting candles is one of our soul care tips. Just like the shepherds were looking up at the stars, those beautiful lights. As I was in Montana, those beautiful lights. The other thing is stargazing. Stargazing is also a wonderful way that connects you to nature. It's a perfect stress reliever. Research shows that prolonged exposure to that artificial light I talked about, it affects your sleep quality. And so stargazing is a wonderful way to look at the dark sky. It's a sanctuary to escape our schedules, our busyness, and stargazing can help be a wonderful family time as well. So the other thing I love to do is doing hot cocoa. It's just so simple, but if you do hot cocoa, research shows there are health benefits. Yes, to cocoa's powder. The cocoa powder has positive impact on our mental well-being. It improves our mood. And the flavanols, they are a natural mood stabilizer of serotonin. Did you know that? So having hot cocoa can really help you feel relaxed and release serotonin, which boosts your mood. So we make it, we have a tradition of just having some marshmallows. We have whipped cream. We even have Christmas sprinkles. And it's just a fun, easy way to gather together in the evenings and just have a cup of cocoa. These might seem very simple, but they engage all our senses, our sight, our sound, our taste, and our touch. So I guess the last soul care tip I want to give to you is reading. Reading a book, reading a devotional, those things. Reading an actual book, something about reading helps slow down our mind, and it can really help us. So that's why books are such a great gift idea, isn't it? Everybody feels slowing down once you read a book. Well, let me just pray for us as we think about choosing joy. What is it that gives you joy? I talked about lighting candles and cocoa and reading books. Those are my favorite during Christmas. Looking at the Christmas tree lights, and I talked about how you turn off the lights that will help return calm to you. You know, once we turn off, we lower the lights. So looking at Christmas tree is one. Well, let me pray for you. For we are all God's works of art, and God wants us to experience joy. He wants us to experience joy. Dear Jesus, help me to be bold, to choose joy. Help me to relit the fire that might have gone dim during this year with all the busyness. Help me to be like the shepherds, to be really bold, to rush and hurry to choose joy, the joy that you've put uniquely on each of our hearts. And give us courage. Give us courage to meet you in the manger, to do the simple things of just coming to you in Bethlehem, to our Bethlehem. you in us in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, I hope that this has just been a wonderful reminder to you that you're worthy of joy. Jesus says, I've come to give you joy, to give it to you abundantly in the book of John. Abundantly, whole, not just a little, but fully. So remember, you're worthy of joy. Have a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you next time. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Choose joy.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Discover the Lexus GX. It features an available powerful flat third row seat to accommodate your cargo. An available off-road package that includes an under-vehicle camera and the ability to confidently conquer multiple terrains. And Lexus Safety System Plus, an integrated suite of advanced active safety equipment. The Lexus GX. Experience life to the fullest in this rugged yet refined SUV. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.